Do you want to make a difference in the world?
And see the lives of the people of India and all internationals transformed with the gospel?
As India goes, all Asia will go with.
Living the Dream podcast provides tools for you to pray, give, and go
as you become an active participant in the Great Commission
and help your church's demographic represent the demographic of your community.
Get ready to find your strategy for reaching your community and changing the world here at Living the Dream podcast with your host, Pastor Kevin.
I'm Pastor Kevin, founder and executive director of Global Hope India, and your host for Living the Dream podcast. This is where the church gathers to mobilize in order to effectively reach the community and change the world, including all the foreign-born internationals moving into our communities. I interview today's top church leaders from around the world.
The irony of India is that it's the largest democracy, but one of the most diverse democracies. So if you look at Prime Minister Modi's coalition, every state has a different language, a different dialect. India is really a lot. I can speak more from India's perspective just because I follow it, and I just was there this year. But every state, every dialect is different. So you have so much diversity. So it's one of the most largest democracies, but Fareed was saying that it's also one of the most diverse democracies.
Yeah, I think it all goes back to God's original desire and design and creation. He created all humanity in his image, and we can all trace our roots ultimately back to Adam and Eve. And because of that, what God desired for them, he desires for all of humanity. And then things went south, as we know. So from that moment, God's whole purpose and design was working to the end of what you just quoted in Revelation 7, where people from his world, the world he created, people made in his image from all over that were dispersed in various ways over the years, come together and worship to him. Now, he doesn't desire that just obviously in heaven someday. He wants that now.
It's time the church has this conversation and gets comfortable with the fact that God has brought the foreign mission field right next door.
So trying to see where we have common ground rather than just looking different than someone or speaking a different dialect and saying, okay, yeah, you know how to. And that's what makes America great, bringing all these great things and creating this, what I call mosaic of different cultures.
Because ecclesia was a word used by Alexander the Great some 300 years earlier. A great comparison between Jesus and Alexander, both 30 years old, and Alexander had basically conquered the world, the known world at that time, not only militarily. He was called Alexander the Great, not because of his military prowess, but because he changed the culture of all those nations for the next 500 years. How did he do it? When he conquered a nation, he would call out Greek philosophers, artisans, doctors, politicians, and he would send them into these countries that he had defeated. And that group that he sent to into the barbarian countries, as he called them, were called an ecclesia. So he was sending people that were Greek into new territory to show them the Greek way of life, until the barbarians talk like a Greek, walk like a Greek, and acted like a Greek. I'm going to build my church. Alexander, he conquered 2 million square miles and changed the culture for 500 years. I'm building my ecclesia. And the gates of hell will not prevail. And he was standing at the mouth, which was called the gate of Hades, the bottom of that rock mountain. The way that Jesus is doing that is sending out his people, we ought to be sending out his people. To act like Jesus where they go, so that people will begin to believe and then act, talk, think like Jesus. And that's why he said it. I'm building my ecclesia. We have internationals all around us. Well, that's how he's going to do it. And so, yes, we'll finally get to someday Revelation 7 when we look and see a sea of different colored faces and different garb and all of that, and we're all praising the Lamb, right?
Yeah.
But it takes place when we understand that his call to build his church, or his promise to build his church, is our call to make disciples.
Thank you for listening to the Living the Dream podcast, empowering and equipping church staff with an identifiable and measurable strategy for reaching internationals and changing the world. You can help us live the dream by liking, commenting, subscribing to this podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts. And you can find more resources to empower and equip your church staff at globalhopeindia.org/resources. That's globalhopeindia.org/resources.